One of the characteristics I'm keenly aware of in the reproduction of photographs like you see in this book or like we use in lens work is the importance of black tones and white tones to create what Ansel Adams used to call a key tone. Lots and lots of photographs don't actually have any black in them. In an original photograph, you can get away with that, particularly in a platinum palladium print where the dark tones, the black tones, are so soft and so subtle. But in reproduction prints, in books, it's absolutely crucial that there be at least a black tone. The white tone is less critical, but there has to be something that's dead black. Notice that in this image, there are some dead black tones. Not very many. There don't have to be very many, but there have to be a couple, a few. And there are a couple of shadows here that actually had a little detail in Alfano's original images. But we had to force them to go to dead black in order to make them look right on the printed page. I find that's not always true in physical prints, original prints, but it is definitely true in reproductions like you see in this book. Without a dead black, it would look like it was badly printed, like somehow the printer just messed up and didn't get enough ink down on the paper. There's an expectation otherwise based on the environment in which the image is seen, and that expectation should not be ignored. Notice we can get away without a dead white because your eye still interprets this as snow and cold and ice, even though it's actually kind of gray. But black is a different thing. And for those of you contemplating reproducing your images in book form, be it a commercially printed book or a blur book or anything like that, that is a quote-unquote reproduction print, this is something to keep in mind because it absolutely influences the way people interpret not only the printing of your book, but also the characteristic of the image itself.